So, vaccinate or refuse? COVID-19 vaccine is being advertised more than cell phones, more than cigarettes and casinos. I mean, this is the biggest advertising spree in the world. The United States government under Biden has invested $2 billion into advertising to promote the vaccine. $2 billion, not Zimbabwe dollars, American dollars. Is there anyone who hasn't heard about this through the news media anyway, and they get, they have to put another $2 billion? Well, I'm sure the advertising community is thrilled at this extra bonus, but is this necessary? They started with the elderly, of course. They were the most at risk, they said. And your vaccination card, your passport to a new free life. But in fact, he's still wearing his mask. So I thought that once you got the vaccination, you could go back to normal, no more masks, no more social distancing. Nope, not really. Now they're opening up for the ages 18 to 34. You can come and get your vaccination. Don't they look all happy and cheerful? And what's it got to do with vaccination anyway? But it doesn't matter. The fact is that the jab, as they call it, can you imagine, even pregnant mothers, they have not tested the effects on what the effect will be on pregnant mothers yet. They can't. There hasn't been enough time. And yet, even pregnant mothers are going through it. And that just brings up a reminder to me of how my mother, 1959, I was born January 1960, she has taken thalidomide tablets, which was the wonder drug that ended morning sickness. And it did a great job. Unfortunately, the kids born to people who had taken thalidomide were born without arms and legs and otherwise horribly deformed. And that was a side effect they hadn't expected, because it hadn't happened with the guinea pigs they tested on, but, you know, guinea pigs aren't people. And who could have told what the results were? How do you know what the results are of any drug if you've only tested for 2 months? But don't worry, there are pastors and well-known characters out there on billboards who are giving the name to this vaccine is going to save your life. When a pastor speaks about a vaccine that's going to save your life, is this now salvation by vaccination? And so, here you have it. This is going to save your life. Trust in the vaccination. Believe in the vaccination. You know that your government would never mandate or encourage you to do anything that would harm you. Governments love you more than you love yourself. They're more concerned for your children than you care for your own children. You can trust the government. Governments would never lie to you or steal from you or kill you. And yet, here's a medical doctor in New Zealand who says, I will not be getting the coronavirus vaccine in the future. Overall, my main issue against vaccinations is that I do not believe they should ever be compulsory. I'm far more likely to die from poisoning or car accident at my age than from COVID-19. Which is actually true. You've got a 99.7% chance of surviving COVID-19. I've survived from COVID-19. Everyone in my family has. I think everyone on missions had it and recovered from it. And it was worse than the average flu, but it wasn't anywhere near as bad as bilharzia, tick bite fever, hepatitis, malaria, or a whole host of other things that we've had to go through. And you know, all those diseases never stopped us from swimming in dams, traveling into Africa, ministering all over. Ebola virus didn't keep me out of Congo. Sleeping sickness didn't keep me out of Sudan. We still take risks because you want to live. But you now have businesses offering special vaccination dining specials. If you've registered for your jab, you get a 10% discount. If you've had your first jab, you get a 25% discount. If you're fully vaccinated, you get a 50% discount. But all health protocols will be required. You've still got to wear all the masquerade, and you've got to go along with social distancing and all the rest. Now, great celebrities have been made a big thing of. They're going to get the jab. Like this well-known Hank Aaron, top baseball player in America, he went to get his jab. Trouble is, he died a few weeks after taking the COVID vaccine. But don't think about that. Let's forget about that. That's not relevant. Let's focus on how much this vaccine is going to save your life. Now, officially, they tell you, you will feel ill and uneasy and discomfort, and these are common side effects of COVID-19, they'll be vaccines. You'll get redness or pain at the site of vaccination. You'll get headaches, body and muscle pains, nausea and diarrhea, fever, fatigue, and feeling tired. But don't worry about it. That's normal. And this is official. The vaccine, notice that word, will be approved. It's not approved yet, but it will be approved for people over the age of 16. But now they're wanting to give it to kids anyway. And so here, this is 95% effective if you get two doses 21 days apart. However, of the people that they monitored for a whole 2 months after the second dose, 84% had infection, reaction, rash at the sites of where they were given it. 55% had headaches. 31% had chills. 14% had fevers. 62% complained of fatigue. 38% muscle pain, and 23% joint pain. And there were severe reactions for only 4.6%. So what's there to worry about? Come and get your jab. Okay. Immediately, you will feel tired. Now, this isn't from opponents of the vaccine. This is from people who are supporting it. You must get the bag, jab. Okay, immediately, your arm may get red, sore, and swell. 12 hours later, you may experience systemic effects like fever, chills, headaches, muscle aches, fatigue, nausea, swollen lymphocytes. Oh, please sign me up. I can't wait. This sounds outstanding. After 48 hours, if severe symptoms persist, that's not severe, that's minor. If severe symptoms persist, seek care from a doctor. Within 15 minutes, your risk of anaphylactic shock is very rare, severe allergic reaction drops significantly. So if you're still breathing after 15 minutes, you've got a fair chance of surviving. At least for another 12 to 48 hours, your side effects will likely resolve. Then you may still have lingering fatigue or arm soreness. Outstanding. So here's more official reports about what side effects Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine has. You know, aside from tiredness and headache and chills and fever and nausea and feeling unwell and swollen, difficulty breathing, swelling of your face and throat, bad rash over your whole body, dizziness, weakness, fast heartbeat. These may not be all the possible side effects. There's more than they listed here. If you have a severe allergic reaction, seek medical care immediately. But when you get to the hospital, I can tell you, when I've gone for emergency with my wife, we've had to wait for more than half an hour outside the emergency clinic while they wait for pre-COVID testing. I mean, you know, what if you've just had something like a heart attack? But you've got to go through the charade of being pre-tested before they will let you in and so on and so forth. So if you have something more severe, tough. Many colleges, especially in America, are forcing students to get the vaccine. You're not allowed to come to college unless you've got the vaccine. Many. And the United States military has given a straight order. Every single soldier has got to get the vaccine. And, of course, many are refusing. And they're being threatened with disciplinary action, court-martial. Many are resigning over it. Dr. Ron Paul has been a strong voice for liberty. Has said the rise of mandatory and forced vaccination legislation should send a chill up every single American spine. Well, I think everyone's spine. This isn't just happening in America. That government can force you to accept any kind of medicine and inject you against your will is totalitarianism at its worst. This egregious form of state power metastasizing. This is like a cancer. Example, Exhibit A. One of our most respected people in heart surgery in South Africa is Dr. Susan Foster. She's the world's first woman heart transplant surgeon. Since 1988, she's been doing heart transplant surgery. She was head of pediatric heart transplants at Red Cross. She's been at Curtis here. She's at Christian Barnard Hospital. She is the head of infectious diseases, no less, as well. And she said publicly that you're more likely to die from the vaccine than from the virus. And the risk from the virus is far less than the risk from the vaccine. And that there's a lot of things that are professionally concerning, such as the fact that every pharmaceutical product must have a list of ingredients, and we don't know what the ingredients are. They're treating it like a secret. They must have what is the contraindications, what are the side effects. This does not have. They're not willing to tell you. And she said, the idea of forcing people to take an experimental vaccine is problematic. It's not professional. Well, for this, she's been damned to hell. The Medical Association in South Africa is calling for her to be stripped of her credentials, not allowed to practice medicine. The people who own these hospitals are condemning her. There's so much attack. So I joined a demonstration in support of Dr. Susan Posner at the gates of Kroeger just a short while ago. And you could see we were not exactly allowed to go up to the top gate, but we were only on the main street. As people said there, the system is killing us. My body, my choice. Love is more contagious than fear. We must unmask our kids. Think, the same person that believes the earth is overpopulated wants to save your life with a vaccine. The police were there, and you know, where were the police when they were burning, looting, destroying? But they're there to enforce masks, to stop you running around a field, to keep you from the beach in the heat of summer. But you can go to the beach in the middle of winter, that's okay. But you can't go in the middle of summer when it's actually hot, and when people want to go to the beach. And but here were the police to keep us from actually getting near the gates of Kroeger. So I was invited to speak at this event, and we had people from Loving Life there, like Michelle, recording the whole thing on live. And I thought we made a good, strong stand. It's not the virus they want to control. It's you they want to control. Unvaccinated, uncensored, unmasked, unafraid, stop killing us. We do not consent to medical tyranny. We support Dr. Susan Foster. So, at this point, a whole lot of media started, what does Dr. Susan Foster know? She's just an idiot. She's stupid. She knows nothing. What right does she have to... Oh, she just happened to be one of the greatest heart transplant surgeons in the world, and yet she knows nothing about what she's talking about. Well, what did she point out? She pointed out that the danger of blood clotting is greatly aggravated by the shot. In fact, they're calling it the clot shot. That's what cardiologists are referring to. The clot shot. People getting the vaccine often get blood clots, which is why Aeroflot and Iberian Airlines will not allow people who have gotten the vaccine to travel in the airlines. Because at high altitudes, yes, those who've had the vaccine aren't allowed to travel in the airlines, because those who have the vaccine are at high altitudes experiencing heart attacks and strokes, and the airlines don't want that. It upsets passengers when people are having heart attacks in the aisle. And so they don't want them to even fly. Now, here's this heart surgeon saying the vaccine is a great danger, especially for men. Especially for men and younger men in particular, heart attacks and strokes occur at greater frequency, vastly greater frequency, after they've had the vaccine. And you would have thought people would want to listen to Dr. Fosley. And yet, these critics are so blind. The same people who are saying, listen to the science, trust the science, listen to the doctors. But when one of the most qualified doctors in our country speaks, she's just an idiot, she's a fool, what does she know? How irresponsible, she shouldn't be allowed to practice medicine. What is going on here? Plato, 2,400 years ago, said, no one is more hated than he who speaks the truth. If what you said was nonsensical, you wouldn't even have to respond, would you? But when they get so worked up, it's like struck a nerve. If you throw a stone into a bush and you hear a yelp, you've hit something. It's very easy to say that most experts agree, although I'd say all experts agree, all scientists agree, all doctors agree. When the experts who disagree are censored, attacked, mocked, threatened, ostracized, or scared to speak up, have their licenses and careers threatened for doing so, are never featured in the pharmaceutically funded mainstream media, and so on. So this is what they say. All scientists agree, and then, well, except them and them and them. And they're not even, we won't even allow them to be scientists. They're not registered with our science group, and so on and so forth. And that's how they work with evolution, and that's how they work with abortion, and that's how they work with the vaccination. If you have to be persuaded and reminded and pressured and lied to and incentivized, in America you could get free donuts when you got your vaccination, coerced and bullied and socially shamed and guilt-tripped and threatened and punished and criminalized, if all of this is considered necessary to gain your compliance, then you can be absolutely certain that what's being promoted is not in your best interest. How could it be? Now, nobody had to cajole me to take my Tabard lotion when I'm going into the bush to prevent me getting chewed alive by mosquitoes, to have a mosquito net, to have the mosquito coils, or to have quinine when I got malaria. They didn't advertise. I didn't need to hear some promotion from some famous star. I mean, who cared? It could save my life. I got quinine when I got malaria. I mean, it didn't need any advertising. They didn't have to advertise quinine or mosquito nets in Rhodesia. We got it because if we didn't, we would be child alive and die malaria or something. So if it really was necessary, you wouldn't need to advertise or threaten and so on. Tucker Carlson's been one of the few people in mainstream media who's actually talking straight on this matter. And as he said, we're still learning a lot about these vaccines. No jokes. In fact, most of what there is to learn still has to be learned because these are such early days. We are being surprised all the time. Take, for example, Israel, which had trumpeted as the greatest example of a fully vaccinated country. 95% of all adults fully vaccinated. Yay! And then suddenly, afterwards, 600% higher rates of deaths, and the COVID case exploded. Now, they can't say it was the unvaccinated, it was only the vaccinated. What is their solution? They need to get a third shot. You know, when you're in a hole, you should stop digging. Heart attacks and brain strokes are the main cause of death after COVID-19 vaccination shot. This is the problem. That's why it's called the clot shot. Now, look at Moderna, Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson, for example. Their trial started, their actual study started on the 27th of July 2020. The estimated study completion date is October 27th, 2022. That's some time ahead. Well, don't worry. There's Pfizer. Their study is going to be completed April 6th, 2023. And here you've got the Johnson & Johnson, January 2nd, 2023. So if people say you've got to get these shots, you could say, I think I'd like to wait until the completion of the investigation as to what the side effects are of this. Why should you take an experimental drug before it's even been fully approved and tested? Now, you know that there's Bayer's. This is a government website you can go on. They've got them in Britain and America and so on. And so these are adverse reactions to drugs, pharmaceuticals. Now, normally, in the pharmaceutical industry, if there's one death or serious injury, they can pull the whole product from everyone. But in this case, well, it's not too serious. Here's where patients died. Okay, this is the first. This is literally the 15th of January. So, okay, only five kids under the age, five people between 17 and 44 died. That's not too bad. 29 from age 44 to 65. And so on. Only 181 people died. That's not too serious. Okay, what about this? Well, this is going down to a few thousand. That's getting a bit worse. These are adverse reactions by the 11th of March. 11th of March. I remember the Americans put the month and day reversed. And the result of death was only in 1,739 cases. Permanent disability, 734. Office visit, 5,800. Emergency room, hospital, emergency doctor hospitalized, prolonged. Recovered birth defects, only 48 birth defects, don't worry. Life-threatening, just another 1,200. And, okay, total 48,000 adverse reactions. Nothing to see here, let's move on. Well, here's on the 18th of June. 18th of June, death, okay, 2,335. Nothing to see here, keep moving. Take it, it's good for you, it's going to save your life. Permanent disability, only 1,995, and so on and so forth. So, you know, you get just about 200,000 adverse reactions. This is the government's own website, Bayer's. You can go onto it. Okay, what about Eudravigilance? This is European database of suspected adverse drug reaction reports. COVID-19 vaccine adverse drug reactions, as of the 8th of May this year, only 10,570 dead and only 405,000 injuries. That's not so bad. It's obviously pretty safe. Keep taking these drugs because it's not serious. Now, this affects, of course, Moderna, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, and Janssen or Johnson & Johnson. So, this is the official science. You should not need an exemption to opt out of a medical procedure that has death as a possible adverse reaction. And yet you're told, don't be selfish. Take the shot. I keep you safe, you keep me safe. It doesn't work unless we all take it. My vaccination won't protect me unless we all get the vaccination. Apparently. Make sense? It's like my mask doesn't work unless you're also wearing a mask. Experimental injectable toxic cocktail. Likely alters RNA and or compromised immune system. rushed the market in response to a contrived catastrophe. No safety studies, numerous reports of adverse reactions, solution likely worse than the problem. Government mandated, promoted by censorship and marketing gimmicks, developed by state as the new Genesis, no product liability. What could possibly go wrong? Well, let's just look at Pfizer. Female fertility. Pfizer's animal data clearly showed blood clotting shortly after vaccination, potentially leading to heart attacks, strokes, and venous thrombosis. Grave harm to female fertility, grave harm to breastfed infants, cumulative toxicity after multiple injections. And then they're saying the danger of the spike proteins coming into the milk for breastfed babies, very high. Their own clinical trials. Unprecedented medical catastrophe, I would say. So, in summary, the COVID-19 vaccine will not provide lasting immunity. It will not contribute to herd immunity. It will not eliminate the virus. It will not prevent you from contracting the virus. It will not prevent you from death. It will not eliminate the need for travel bans. It will not eliminate the need for business closures. It will not eliminate the need for lockdowns. It will not eliminate the need for restrictions and gatherings. It will not eliminate the need for masks. So this begs the question, what will it actually do for you? Because they're saying, take it to return to normality, but it doesn't look like normality is returning with vaccinations. The same people involved in the funding of this bioweapon are the same people who've interfered with the doctors providing treatment to patients, and the same people who've been involved in the development of these COVID shots. The US intelligence community assessment that finally came out in August the 27th of this year conclusively proved the virus was produced man-made in a laboratory in China, most likely in Wuhan, China, and it was funded by US taxpayers, it was illegal in America, and they outsourced it to China, and Dr. Fauci knew about it and authorized the funding. Now this would get you deplatformed last year, but now it's mainstream media. It's now been confirmed officially what we and others have been saying since May last year. Trust Who is a documentary film by Lillian Frank, and it reveals the clandestine influences that are controlling the World Health Organization, the Wuhan Health Organization, I think you could call it, and that have been since the very beginning founded in 1948 by 61 member states whose contributions initially financed the organization, who was quickly infiltrated by industry. From big tobacco to the nuclear industry and pharmaceutical companies, industry has historically dictated the World Health Organization's global agenda and continues to do so to this present day. They put profits and power ahead of public health, continually. Bill Gates is the number one funder, contributing more to the World Health Organization's $4.84 billion budget than any other member state government. Isn't that incredible? So basically, Bill Gates owns Who. He pays the piper, calls it you. As revealed in Vaxxed Unvaxxed, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s new book, which will be released November this year, Gates has used his money strategically to infect the international aid agencies with his distorted self-serving priorities. The United States has been the largest direct donor to Who. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who runs Children's Health Defense, says governments love pandemics. They love pandemics for the same reason they love war. It gives them the ability to impose controls on the population that the population would not otherwise accept, creating institutions and mechanisms for orchestrating and imposing obedience. In his book, Is COVID-19 a Bioweapon? A Scientific and Forensic Investigation, Dr. Richard Fleming documents evidence showing SARS-CoV-2 is a bioweapon created in laboratories over the past two decades. A powerful, well-documented expert of how those criminally responsible for the bioweapon known as SARS. Once you conclude that SARS-CoV-2 is a bioweapon, you must recognize that the COVID shots are nothing more than a genetic reproduction of that bioweapon. In other words, they're bioweapons too. People who take the COVID vaccination will be spreading or shedding some of this bioweapon, which will undermine the health of the people around them. So far from the vaccinated apart from the unvaccinated posing a threat to the vaccinated are actually posing a threat to the unvaccinated. Healthcare workers are injecting people with something they cannot give informed consent for. They cannot. Which means healthcare workers are violating the Hippocratic Oath. They cannot say what's in it. They cannot say what the possible adverse effects are. They cannot tell you for sure, unless they're lying, that it will not affect fertility, that it will not cause sterility, that it will not cause miscarriages, and a whole range of things. Cancer. Who knows? There's no end of possibility. They don't know. And the only way a medical person can give you an assurance that this is safe and effective is if they lie. Healthcare workers who give these COVID shots are also violating the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights Treaty, the Nuremberg Code, and the Declaration of Helsinki and other legal statutes. Nuremberg Code Article 6, Section 3, no government can mandate or force medical treatment without individual consent. And that means individual informed consent. Which isn't possible because nobody, at least nobody on the ground outside of these bioweapon laboratories that produced it, actually knows what's in it or what the consequences are. Imagine if there was a 99.7% chance you wouldn't get cancer, but you were forced to go on chemotherapy just in case. Now, I personally would not go on chemotherapy even if I had cancer. But why would you go on chemotherapy if there's next to no chance of you even getting it? And this is what the vaccination is. You have 99.7% chance of surviving from COVID, and most of us have. Why should you take the vaccination which has got unknown negative possibilities, potentials, at the very least, just to put it nicely? Why would you do that? Imagine a vaccine so safe you have to be threatened to take it. For a disease so deadly you have to be tested to know that you've even got it. There is no medical reason to test people who are asymptomatic to see if they've got symptoms. You only go for a test when you've got symptoms, when you're sick. To test healthy people is insane and just wastes the time of doctors, clogs up hospitals and prevents them dealing with what they should be dealing with.
And some
money-making rackets. Money-making rackets indeed. Well said. And so what we've got is a bunch of sheeple now, and what we're into now is a COVID cult. Do you believe in COVID? You must trust in the government. You need salvation by vaccination. Believe in the vaccination. Trust in the government. This is the cult. It's a new religious. And you've got to show that you're part of this religious cult, one of the branch COVIDians, by wearing the mask as a visible symbol that you belong to this cult. It's an absolute fraud. And these masks are proven to be unhealthy. There is no science saying that wearing a cloth mask day in, day out is going to improve your health or anything. In fact, the scientific evidence is the other way. You are increasing your chances of all kinds of problems. These masks become petri dishes for new bacteria. It's extremely unhealthy. It violates the first basic rule of health, which is fresh air. How many people here know who Jim Jones was? Okay, Jim Jones led a cult in British Guiana, where he had over 900 of his followers drink the Kool-Aid, which was poisoned, to commit mass suicide. Okay? And he's a cult leader, he's famous, it was hideous, kept in the 1980s, really, really bad person. And so, when people say, have you drunk the Kool-Aid, you probably heard the term, maybe didn't know where it came from. Because he put in these big Kool-Aid things the poison that killed everyone instantly who drank it. So, everyone had to drink it, and as he said, the Kool-Aid only works if everyone drinks it. Well, folks, the vaccination only works if everyone takes it. Trust Jim Jones. He knows. Now, if I injected an apple with all these unpronounceable things and aborted baby tissue and human DNA, would you eat it? No! Nobody in your right mind would eat all those sort of things injected into it. That'd be crazy. But line up, roll up your sleeve, we'll give you some toxic cocktail of who knows what, and don't ask, and we won't tell, and what's the girl? Now, just the average flu shot has in it 25 milligrams of mercury. You know, mercury is pretty bad. There's a lot of bad stuff in it. And of course, the side effects are, you know, things like nervous disorders and psychiatric disorders and death, you know, basic, minor things like this. Don't worry, take the flu shot. Why would you even take the normal flu shot? But don't worry, these people are professionals, they know what they're doing, they would only do what's good for you. Now, would you take your car to a mechanic with this record? 1986, Pfizer withdraws defective artificial heart valves implicated in 300 deaths. 2003, Pfizer was condemned for profiteering from AIDS drugs. 2009, Pfizer was fined $2.3 billion for fraudulent marketing. 2011, Pfizer compensated families of children killed in Trovan drug trials in Africa. 2012, Pfizer paid around $1 billion to settle claims that its Prempro drug caused breast cancer. 2013, Pfizer paid out $273 million to settle claims that its smoking treatment drug Chantix provoked suicidal and homicidal thoughts. 2020, Pfizer settled thousands of claims against this drug, deptotestosterone, for numerous issues, including heart attacks. 2021, they produced an mRNA vaccine with no liability for side effects because they have spent billions around the world getting governments around the world to pass legislation indemnifying vaccine producers from any liability, criminal or civil. Why should you trust the vaccine? You wouldn't trust your car to a dealer with that track record. Why would you trust your body or your child's for that matter? But don't doubt, don't question, just believe. Believe in the vaccine. Salvation by vaccination. Repeat after me, salvation by vaccination. Now, this is how we get saved. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said, the CDC, that's the Center for Disease Control, is not an independent agency. It's a vaccine company. The CDC owns over 20 vaccine patents. It sells $4.6 billion of vaccines every year. The Center for Disease Control is not some altruistic group of medical professionals who's getting, you know, they're not non-profit, who are out there just to care about your health. They sell vaccines. So what do you think they're going to be doing? Vaccines are a racket, and the Center for Disease Control and the interlinking crime and corruption and the money and the bribery, it's just staggering. And we haven't even spoken yet about the incentivizing and the monetizing of COVID cases being diagnosed. So for hospitals who have a COVID case diagnosed, they get so many thousands. If they have a COVID death, they get so many tens of thousands each, and so on and so forth. And this is how it's encouraged that, you know, we know people who've died of car accidents or heart attacks who are listed as COVID deaths. Maybe they had COVID present through a PCR test or whatever, but, you know, if a person jumps off the building, obviously died of COVID. And hit by a truck, died of COVID. And that's not a joke. That actually is happening. The pharmaceutical industry does not create cures. It creates customers. Forgive me for not trusting an industry that is financially dependent on me being sick. And for that matter, as Robert F. Kennedy Jr. points out, these companies, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, they are repeat criminal felons, admitted felons. They have admitted in court and paid $35 billion in fines just in American courts alone for fraud, fraudulent advertising, lying, murder, things like that. Not for vaccines, because they've got indemnity from liability for that. These are for other pharmaceutical companies. Why would you trust these felons, these criminal enterprises that make billions of people's sicknesses and then give them indemnity from liability for the particular product? Especially when Bill Gates, one of the biggest funders of this, has advocated depopulation through forced vaccination. And he says he wants to bring the world's population down to under 500 billion, ideally 100 million, 500 million to ultimately 100 million. And now he is on record as saying, and you can see it in the Truth About Vaccines films, Bill Gates says the best investment I ever made was vaccines. Where else in the world can you get 1,000% return on your investment? 1,000%, you know, if you get a 5 or 10% return on your investment, most people think that's good. 1,000% return on your investment, do you see what a racket vaccines are? And so here's the man who in part made his fortune by creating computer viruses to force you to buy his antivirus software. You sort of wonder what he's doing these days, now that he's selling viruses and vaccines. All we need is the right major crisis and nations will accept the New World Order. That's what David Rockefeller said back in the 80s. And are we not seeing it today? And so, we are seeing the world accepting government coronavirus precautions, which has the New World Order martial law and a police state coming in like the Trojan horse, because it's a matter of public health and safety. So, create a virus, order a lockdown, go cashless, install 5G, create RFID, inject as a vaccination. They create a virus, they lock down the world, they mandate the vaccine. This is create a problem, offer the solution. And it's thesis, antithesis, synthesis, Hegelian dialectic, Marxism. This is a subject for another series of lectures, but there is a Council of Foreign Relations. There is the Illuminati. There are groups behind the scenes that pull the strings. There are banksters who are bankrolling governments, toppling governments, replacing people and so on. And unfortunately, people like the Bill Gateses and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the George Soroses, they're all part of it. So how do you manipulate the masses? Step one, fear. Do this or bad things are going to happen to you. Step two, flattery. Do this and you're a good person. Step three, bribery. Do this and we'll give you these rewards. Step four, violence. You do this or else. We'll deplatform you. We will refuse you the right to travel, to go to college, to work, to whatever. We're at step four. Now, this is a man of such contagious influence. Just look at what he gives and who he funds. Bill Gates, who is not exactly an altruistic, unselfish person without some self-interest here, but he is funding like the Guardian newspaper and the National Institute of Health, which Fauci is beneficiary of, and England's chief medical officer, and the BBC. Oh, that's interesting. Microsoft, well, of course, Gavi, I mean, as a way. Center for Disease Control, Moderna. Oh, they all get money from. Oxford University gets money from. Imperial College of London, John Hopkins University, Gavi, and they, by the way, who's Gavi? Well, they're the people who do the immunization vaccinations around the world. And, of course, the Wuhan Health Organization gets $3.4 billion from him. So, Bill Gates is pulling a lot of strings.
And, of course, Planned Parenthood is one of his...
Planned Parenthood, indeed, is one of his...
He's one of the, their biggest...
So, Zuckerberg deletes your posts, and then you get Amazon deleting your books, and you get Google deleting your videos, and... Bill Gates gets to delete you. This vaccine cash cow is being milked by Big Pharma, know it. And even if these vaccines don't work or counterproductive, they're going to kill a lot of people, they produce so many, come on guys, you don't want us to go bankrupt, we need our billions in profits, so just roll up your sleeve and take the shot, even though we know it's worthless. Now you know what Russian roulette is, it's putting one bullet in a chamber and spinning it and putting it to your head and pulling the trigger. Now, you've got to be pretty stupid to do that, but anyway, there are people who played Russian roulette. I suppose they've got only a 1 in 6 chance of killing themselves if they do it only once. But here you've got vaccine roulette and I'm afraid every chamber's loaded. Whatever is in this vaccine, it can't be good. Looking at the people pushing it and look at the extent they're going to bully people to take it, whatever the results are, it's not good. But I'm suspecting that, amongst other things, it could include DNA harvesting at the same time as they are injecting vaccine in you. They can also be planting a nanochip in you that you can be tracked by with 5G, that they are not only harvesting your DNA, putting in something that enables them to track you, but also putting in something that's going to alter your DNA. All of that's possible, and sterilizing as well is a very strong possibility. Extremely strong possibility, because this is what many of these vaccine companies have been found to be guilty of multiple times. In India, in Kenya, they've been found to sterilize hundreds of thousands of young girls in what they called a polio vaccine, things like that. And when suspicious things happened, different doctors took these different vaccines, sent them to different laboratories around the world, and they all came back with the same answer, these are sterilizing to ensure the person who gets this vaccine will never be again be able to have children. Now, these are things they've experimented with and been proven by parliamentary investigations in India and in Kenya. And so I think there's a very strong possibility, considering that their Agenda 21 depopulation agenda, that they're probably doing this as mass sterilizations to bring down the world's population dramatically. The same people who are pushing for LGBTQ, abortion, and so on, pushing vaccinations, it all fits if you want to bring the world's population down from 7 billion to 500 million, and so on. If you can't question it, it's not science, it's propaganda. Science has to be testable, measurable, and you are surely allowed to question it. Now, this may surprise you, but there was one time when they say, trust the doctors, trust the experts, trust the scientists, trust the politicians. Asbestos used to be in every ceiling. Now it's considered terrible poison. BPA, poison out, which is fine then. Cigarettes used to be totally healthy, promote blood oxygen. DDT, I'll show you in a moment. And leaded gasoline, no problem. Mercury fillings in your teeth. Mercury fillings. I mean, you know what mercury poisoning does? Dentists used to put mercury in your teeth for fillings. Not to mention thalidomide birth control tablets that I mentioned my mother even took, which that's what doctors told my mother in what today is Vincent Pallotti Hospital, 1960. You must have an abortion. Your child will not be born without horrible deformities because you've been taking the thalidomide tablets. Well, mercury poisoning, which is in the flu shot. What's the kind of things? You can just read the nice results from it, like manic depression, insomnia, and lethargy, and loss of memory, and muscle weakness, and gastrointestinal problems, and reduced vision, and loosening of your teeth, and weakening of your bones, and bleeding gums. Hey, take the flu shot. This is historic. Nicotine cigarette, the smooth taste expectant mothers crave. No flies on me thanks to DDT. And then compressed tablets containing heroin, hydrochlorine, and 2 to 3 to be taken at a time. And let this magic mineral asbestos protect the buildings on your farm. They used to do this. What's this nurse doing? She's spraying this kid in DDT straight up the head. See anyone wearing a mask? DDT. We know this is a poison now. But there was a time that science said it's perfectly safe. Trust the science. Dr. Batty's asthma cigarettes. Effective for asthma, hay fever, and all the rest of it. Our clinics call our new brand a health cigar. I recommend Thompson's Melwell cigars to anyone interested in remaining or keeping physical fitness. More doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette. I asked my parents why they smoked. They said, well, we got started. The doctors were recommending. Nobody told us it was unhealthy. And nicotine is the most addictive substance on earth. Not the most destructive, but it is the most addictive. I'm told by doctors. I wouldn't know if they had tried one. Not one single case of throat irritation due to smoking Camels, and so on and so forth. I'm going to grow to be 100 years old because more doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette. The doctors behind the doctor. More doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette, and so on and so forth. Now, 10 months scientific evidence for Chesterfield. You have got to be kidding. Viceroy's filter. As your dentist, I would recommend Viceroy's. A dentist recommending cigarettes? Yes, that's actually happened. Now, just for revision, for people who haven't been watching Slime Magazine, 2003, the whole world's going to die because of SARS. 2004, you're going to die because of bird flu. And then there was another death in 2005, which was some of the chicken flu or so. And in 2009, you'll be wearing masks again. And 2009, then there was H1N1. And in 2014, Ebola. Remember Ebola? 2016 was the Zika virus, going to kill everyone on Earth. And over and over now, 2020 and so on, what are we in now? Coronavirus, and now we have Delta variant and all these other things. Now, COVID's a real killer. So far, it's killed the flu. Notice nobody's had flu since COVID came up. It's killed cancer, heart disease, ability to think, logic, common sense. Killed the economy, the working class, millions of jobs. It's killed millions of businesses, human connection, love and compassion. It's turned your nice neighbors into Corins, Stasi, KGB informants. My neighbors out there walking the dog without a mask. Yeah, what happened to our neighborhood? Trust the science? Coercion is not science. Withholding data is not science. Manipulating data is not science. Cherry-picking studies is not science. Social conditioning is not science. Fear-mongering is not science. And pharma propaganda is not science. And Dr. Fauci, who hasn't practiced medicine in decades, he is not scientific. He has lied. He has distorted. He has twisted. He has covered up. We've got the correspondence with him and Zuckerberg to delete the people who bring out the facts about where this came from and the people who bring out the Wuhan connection. Or the lies, lies, lies. And social media giants all behind helping Zuckerberg, helping Bill Gates, helping Fauci with covering up. If this vaccination worked, and if it was safe, you would not need to run huge ad campaigns, you would not need to mandate it, and you wouldn't need to offer incentives. If it worked and was safe, you wouldn't need to block, censor, and threaten those people who question it. If your product is completely safe, you wouldn't need to legally remove liability for it and censor all information that questions its safety. Logical? So we've got a leaflet here you can take at the stand. Questions that you can give to friends who want to make a decision about vaccinations. I mean, friends, I remember an advertising campaign, friends don't let friends drive drunk. Indeed, that's true. It's just basically, you shouldn't allow your friend to drive drunk. A good friend will stop a friend driving drunk, call a taxi or drive them home or something. So here's, you know, friends shouldn't let your friends take the vaccination without warning them. Are mRNA vaccinations experimental? Yes, they are. Have they been safety tested animals? No, they haven't. Have they been subject to medium or long-term safety testing on humans? Not yet. Are they fixed the vaccinations reversible? Not as far as we can tell. Will the vaccination stop me getting COVID? No. Will it stop me spreading COVID? No. Will it stop me having to wear a mask? No. Do the vaccines contain genetically modified organisms, GMOs? Yes. Do the AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson vaccines contain aborted human or monkey cells? Yes, it does. There's an ethical issue right there. Who wants to support the abortion industry with a vaccination? And do doctors have concerns about the mRNA vaccine's long-term effects on fertility? Yes, they really do. This could easily lead to sterility. Is there risk of immune disease, strokes, seizures, convulsions, other side effects? Yes, of course there is. Have the vaccines caused any deaths and injuries? Yeah. Tens of thousands of deaths, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of injuries. Are the vaccine manufacturers liable for injuries? No. Are the doctors and scientists recommending people not take it? Lots. Not that you'd know from mainstream media, but if anyone like Dr. Susan Fosler happens to speak out, they will get the modern equivalent of the Inquisition trying to burn them at the stake of public opinion. So how can you legally decline a vaccine? Step one, you don't have to refuse it because you'll be considered belligerent. You can just politely decline the services by doing the following. Ask the doctor if the vaccine has MRC5 in it. They all do. These are aborted fecal cells and other DNA. If it does, you've got the right to decline on ethical, religious grounds. I cannot take a vaccine that includes an aborted baby. Step three, ask if there's a possibility of a latrogenic reaction, that's an adverse reaction caused by multiple compounds of drugs interacting with each other from the vaccine. They all do. When a doctor says, yes, it does, that should get out of vaccination jail free card. Thank him and walk away. Now remember, doctors have sworn to uphold the Hippocratic Oath, to do no harm to their patients. They must honor it. And this is how we can legally and respectfully decline their offered mandated services. And there's absolutely nothing they can do about it. So for example, if your business or your college says, you must get the vaccination. We can even have a legal friend draw up the paper, ask them to sign that they will take full medical responsibility for any adverse effects for yourself and cover all medical costs and the ability not to be able to work or whatever may come about. None of them are going to will to take legal responsibility for adverse reactions. I mean, if Johnson & Johnson and Pfizer don't have to do it, why would your college want to take it? Now, remember these pictures? This is dating back to March 2020. All these fake pictures in order to get you paralyzed into fear. So notice, if you're dealing with smoke, you need that kind of mask. If you're dealing with paint, you need that kind of mask. Pesticides, you need this kind of mask. Mining, you need that kind of mask. Radioactive material, you wear that. But for the deadliest virus in history, a cloth mask would be just fine. And what's with this pointing a laser-like gun at your forehead? Where did this come from? Communist China, probably. To pre-program people to passively accept someone pointing a gun-like instrument at your head. Insane. To line up children. This is child abuse. This is really, really bad. And honestly, and this can cause damage. I mean, you're shining some laser-like thing between a person's eyes. This can actually cause damage. This is, and as for brain harvesting, if you are so contagious, the air you breathe has got this virus, then why not just swab the inside of your mouth? Why do they have to go up there, up the nasal cavity, and start harvesting brain cells? Unless they're planting some kind of microchip in there or something. People have had injuries. If it's in your spit, why the penetration? Nasal rape is what some people are calling it. Now, look at a bus. You've got to travel on a bus like this. They do all this kind of cleaning and fumigating. And so on. I mean, this is great theatre. This is really great theatre. This is the pictures they came out with. This must have been posed. The way they were telling you, people are going to die by the millions. Millions of people are going to die in South Africa. That's what Cyril said. Hundreds of millions are going to die worldwide from this. And that's why we have to lock down. At first, I suppose some people thought, let's give them benefit of doubt, maybe, let's see. Well, they just prepared for this mass influx of people. I don't know where the social distancing is here, but anyway, like the Cape Town International Conference Center, all ready for the massive influx, never came. And the poor kids had to sit at home, this is how you raise your hand, things like that. And then the poor kids have to go to school wearing these masks, and oh my, and this is how you have your school lunches, and you're not allowed to talk to anyone and walk around and follow the arrows and stand here. How many people have seen the old county cartoons? You know whatever happened in the county stood on the X on the ground? You know, bad things. Yeah, so we know better than to stand on an X or something like that on the ground. So this is how the Hegelian dialectic works. First they come with a problem. Then the reaction is fear, 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 you're going to die. And then along comes the solution. Accept government tyranny, restrictions on your freedoms and so on. Governments sell fear so they can become your savior. But the Lord has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. So, first, you're not allowed to go into a shop if you don't wear the mask. Who could have believed that would be so just 2 years ago? Then you're not allowed to enter unless you have the vaccine. That's where many are right now. Well, what's it going to take them to say you can't come into the shop unless you've got a microchip in your forehead or in your hand or something? Is that impossible? The media tells you who you should love and who you should hate. What you should fear and what you should think. They are the virus. In fact, when it was asked of the Amish people why none of the Amish people had any coronavirus yet, and they said, we don't have any TVs. Now, what has happened to eating wisely and getting good sunlight and vitamins and a healthy lifestyle? Masks and vaccination is not healthcare. We're not dealing with scientists, we're dealing with parasitical political pimps. Do you know that the Spanish flu didn't kill 50 million people? The vaccines that the government forced them to take, and they're repeating the same pattern now, this is one of the biggest scandals. It's exposed in The Truth About Vaccines, The Truth About Vaccines DVD series. I've watched 9 out of 10, and they go into the cause of the Spanish flu, which had nothing to do with Spain. It started in America, it didn't start in Spain. It's just that Spain announced it, because Spain didn't have censorship, because they weren't part of the war, the First World War. The American government was forcing all the soldiers to get the vaccinations. The vaccination caused the illness, and it was to cover this up that they made a whole big stone dolls, but the people died from an experimental flu vaccine. This is the position of those who have produced The Truth About Vaccines film documentary series. There's a whole series of books on it too. I haven't done research, but this is what has been said. Now, Fauci did a study on the use of masks during that flu vaccine. During the flu vaccine, the so-called Spanish flu of 1918, which wasn't Spanish and wasn't a flu, 50 million died from bacterial pneumonia caused by the masks, and yet they were forcing people to wear masks. Wear a mask would go to jail. Now, Fauci actually has done a study on this and saw how the masks actually multiplied the bacteria and caused more deaths. This is a historic case that you can look at, the Spanish flu. And he knows about this because he's done a study of it. And yet, he went ahead after initially saying there's no reason why healthy people should be wearing a mask, and then they mandated it anyway. It's also worthwhile noting that all these great big things like measles and scarlet fever and polio that they say vaccines eradicated, nonsense. When the vaccines were introduced, the disease were already declining as it was. And so there's a lot of lies about there told by vaccine companies in order to get people. You must have vaccines because of this and the other. Now, when I was born, there were about 4 or 5 vaccines required. Today, it's something like 80 or 90 vaccines are required. They often group them together, but the adverse and when I was born, the cost of vaccine would be something like 5 cents, 6 cents, 8 cents a vaccine. These days, it's astronomical. And there are 9 new billionaires in the world just because of vaccines in the last 18 months. Real pandemics don't require faulty virus models, rigged test results, inaccurate reporting, and manipulated death statistics. What is the vaccine going to do with people's minds? This is the question. So, you've heard of the red pill. You can either take the red pill of reality, you can take the vaccine, the mask. How can you tell when the truth is being told? When Facebook blocks it, when Twitter deletes it, when Google hides it, when YouTube bans it, when the government forbids it, and the media brands it, conspiracy theory, then you can be absolutely sure it must be true. When the whole world is running towards a cliff, he who's running in the opposite direction appears to have lost his mind. C.S. Lewis pointed out. When everyone's rushing for the vaccination and you are going against flow saying, no thanks, they may think you're crazy. Why would you not want the vaccine? You're going to die if you don't get the vaccine. But, in fact, maybe the people rushing for the vaccine are being the sheeple. And if you ever feel stupid, just remember that people depriving themselves of oxygen to protect themselves from the virus they're going to inject themselves with later. There's a need for courage, for integrity, and steadfastness. The cultural mandate of Genesis 1:28, be fruitful and multiply. The great commission of Matthew 28, make disciples of all nations, teach obedience to all things the Lord has commanded. These are being stifled and suffocated by lockdown regulations. We need to unmask the truth behind the masquerade. Like, take this charade of social distancing to board a plane, and then they cram you into the plane. Notice, in the buses you've got to be spaced out, but in the taxis you can have 150% capacity. And this is social distancing? I will not wear it on my face. I will not wear it any place. I will not wear it to dinner. I will not wear it on my chin. I will not wear it on my ear. I will not wear it out of fear. I will not wear your stupid mask. I will not wear it, do not ask. How's that for the cat and the hat? Our children are now being raised in fear of each other and of the world and of illness and viruses. And even the air they breathe, they're afraid to breathe fresh air. They're being taught to fear everything. Prolonged fear is terror. And terror becomes trauma. The psychological damage being done to kids, even in preschool, being forced to wear these masks, it is wicked. I don't wear my mask for me, I wear it for you, darling. Don't drag me into your psychosis. They say you're being selfish if you won't wear the mask or have the vaccination. Now, they are forcing others to inject themselves with dangerous substances so they feel safe. They are forcing others to cover their source of oxygen for months on end so they feel safe. They're forcing others to lose their jobs, retirement, studies, so they feel safe. They're forcing others to stay home so they feel safe. We haven't asked them for a thing. How is it that they've got such a long list and they're not being selfish, we're being selfish, because we don't want to give in to their pressure? This I've seen. This is in Denver Airport. They built this in 1994 and they painted on all children of the world wearing masks. 1994. I've been this airport many times and I've seen this war mural. It looked bizarre at the time. And now it begins to look uncannily, eerily prophetic. The maker of the COVID test, the PCR test, Dr. Roger Hodgkinson, told the government that the pandemic is the biggest hoax ever perpetrated. There are many scientists, many doctors, Doctors for Truth from the Netherlands in particular, which have tens of thousands of doctors supporting them, America's frontline doctors, many others saying this is a hoax. This is a complete and utter hoax. Pandemic, plandemic, scandemic. If the news is fake, just imagine how bad the history is. It started with, you're going to get a Krispy Kreme donut if you go and get your vaccination. That's not a joke. Now they're ready to kick the door down to force you to be vaccinated. Give me liberty or give me death. Unless there's a virus of 99% recovery rate, in which case strip me of my freedoms, my job, my conscience rights, and put me under house arrest. Anyone think that's what the founding fathers had in mind? We need to remind our friends, no law is valid if it violates the Bill of Rights. Yet the extraordinary COVID-19 state of emergency, disaster, lockdown regulations have violated essential freedoms. Freedom of religion, belief and worship. Freedom of opinion. Freedom of conscience. Freedom of thought. Freedom of expression. Freedom of the press. Freedom of association. Freedom of assembly. Freedom to demonstrate. Freedom of movement. Freedom of trade. Freedom of occupation, trade and profession. The lockdown was clearly unconstitutional. No politicians have the right to declare people's livelihoods non-essential. The lockdown also curtailed another requirement of the Bill of Rights, freedom for cultural, religious, and linguistic communities to gather and practice their religion free association with others, which is what we are seeking to do. Big tech, big pharma, big government, and big media, I should say, have united to crush family businesses and the small entrepreneurs. The COVID-19 lockdowns have proven to be a colossal cover for corruption and for communist centralization and control. And who knows what the vaccinations stand for. For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use your liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. This is a COVID cult. Dogmatic demands, accept, comply, believe, submit, do not question, or you're guilty of heresy, treason, blasphemy, and all that. Anyone questioning this masquerade is subject to shunning and imposition-like persecution, just like Susan Posner discovered. And idolatry. Is this not idolatry? Phenomenal idolatry. This is a cult, this is a false religion. That they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. I will not wear someone else's fear. The real conspiracy theorists believe that the government cares about them. That the media would never lie to them or mislead them. The pharmaceutical industry is that millions out of sickness wants to cure them. Now here's one nurse who said, 573 days face to face with COVID patients while unvaccinated, never got COVID. I have an immune system. Don't mandate my choices. Now for all those people who wore masks while alone in the car, there's a new outdoor seatbelt available at the ready. Trans-vaccinated. I'm not actually vaccinated, but I identify someone who's vaccinated. And so this is a demonstration in Cape Town. We were trying to march to Parliament, but they wouldn't let us march. Unmask our kids. Say no to the prick. I'm not a lab rat. Keep calm and don't vaccinate. We don't need no vaccination. We need hugs, not drugs. PCR tests are 97% false. They are. Just 97% of people test positive and false positives, they're asymptomatic, which means they're not sick. No vaccination needs. I have my immune system. Love is more contagious than fear. Unmask our kids. And she's wearing Free My Smile. I've not been given a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Control the sheeple, COVID vaccination. The new Nuremberg trials 2021. There are those who are seeking to bring these governments to court for trying to wage what is a crime against humanity. And here we've got more of the people demonstrating, some of the stickers out there. I do not consent. Take your poisons and shove it. Forced vaccines are a crime against humanity. I'm not a lab rat. And no vac for me. We don't need no vaccination. Keep calm. Don't experiment with vac. Say no to medical apartheid. By the way, this is what the Premier of the Western Cape, DA Premier Windy, is advocating. Vaccination passports, or you're not allowed into events, shops, and so on and so forth. So now you're going to have vaccination apartheid. How about that? Vaccinated here, unvaccinated there. And yes, it's communism. No vaccine, no tracking, no COVID. And the real conspiracy theorists, as you said, are people who believe the government wouldn't lie to them. And I'm not a lab rat. It's not about a virus, it's about control. These are police who lined up to stop us from marching to Parliament as we planned. Nice to know the police are around when you don't need them. A lot of police around, actually. Nevertheless, we shared the gospel with them and gave them literature. Many of them were actually quite sympathetic. But to make the stand that we are not interested in having politicians determine what is essential, non-essential, we're making a stand for freedom. No government should have the power to close down businesses and industries. Their job is to deal with criminals. They don't want to deal with criminals. They don't want to deal with violence. They don't want to deal with looting. They don't want to deal with what happened in KwaZulu-Natal. The police and army were absent without leave there, deserting, cowards. They're only around when it comes to forcing you to wear masks and not run around an empty field. So these are just some of the stands made. This is a new one that's out there. Some of these companies are ones who said that they will not allow their staff to work there unless they have the vaccination. Now, they're not saying that customers have to be vaccinated. They're saying their staff have to be vaccinated. Well, we should not support groups that are bullying their staff to get vaccinated. And by the way, it's so serious that right now in Berlin, Germany, 30,000 hospitality industry people have resigned over the requirements of them to get vaccinated. And so they're trying to, they've said restaurants have customers come, but they don't have staff because people are not willing to be staffed at the price of having to get vaccinated. Professor Martin Luther eloquently described it. If I profess with the loudest voice and the clearest exposition every portion of the truth of God's word, except precisely that point which the world and the devil are at that moment attacking, then I'm not confessing Christ, however boldly I may be professing. For where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the soldier is proved. And to be steady on all the battlefront besides is mere flight and disgrace if he flinches at that point. This is the greatest threat to faith and freedom ever in our lifetimes, possibly in the world. And yet most Christians are silent, sidelined, shut down, not acceptable. If we fail here, then we have failed totally. This is where you can see a person's courage. Here, by the way, are something like 1 million Berliners marching in protest against vaccination, marching against the lockdowns and the masks. This is just incredible. The Unter der Linden marching in Berlin, people make a strong stand against vaccinations, the masks, the lockdowns, and stop the lockdowns. And these are people around the world, all over 300,000 people march in Sydney, Australia, attacked by the police, hideously. Vaccines can cause injury and death. Your body, my choice. And yeah, that's kind of what they would like. The reason why the United Kingdom is getting a second wave is because it fits the political agenda and narrative. Here, people in Britain make a strong stand at Trafalgar Square. Revolution is when you decide that for yourself. My inherent rights don't end when your fears begin. I will shake hands. I will hug. I will kiss. I will not be muzzled. I will not be isolated. I will not be vaccinated. This ends when we all say, no. No, thank you. Nein. Or the hin of stomach is your mouth. End the lockdown. Stop destroying our kids' lives. Mental health matters. End lockdowns. Isolation kills. No to mandatory vaccines. Don't be coerced, it cannot be reversed. This Saturday, 18th of September, there's a worldwide freedom rally all over the world, and in Cape Town we'll be at Sea Point Promenade, starting at the swimming pool, the platform outside the swimming pool, that is, in the pool, outside, 11 o'clock, to make a stand against the lockdowns, the vaccination mandates and all that. As for COVID vaccine passports, we will not comply. And I think there are millions of others in our country and worldwide who will say, no way. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not in your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. We have a leaflet that I've written on this newsletter for Gospel Defence League on a balanced biblical response to lockdowns and masks. I encourage you to get it. We will have this uploaded on the website soon, frontlinemissionsa.org, under the audio and video gallery. And, of course, Christian Liberty Books is seeking to tackle many of the issues that apply the Lordship of Christ to all areas of life. Next week, Saturday, is Heritage Day, and we will be having a musical concert here with Brian starting at 5, and we've got a concert at 7, highly recommend, that's Friday next week, right here. We are very short distance away, just 2.5 weeks away from the Life Chain, International Life Chain, first Sunday in October, make a stand against abortion at Bakerbrook Street, the island, outside the Cape Town National Conference Centre and waterfront entrance. So if you can plan to join us there between 2 and 4 in the afternoon. Then on Saturday the 30th of October will be the Home Education Fair here. From 9 in the morning till 2, people want to serve tables, sell different wares, wide open, and then we have a variety concert at 2 o'clock. So that's right here at Livingston House on the 30th. As we approach Reformation Day this year, we, as every year, are offering prizes for Reformation Art and Essay Competition and submissions by 27th, so we can have the prizes given awards on the 30th. On Reformation Day, 31st of October, we'll have a service here. So those are some of the upcoming events. But not only that, let's remember, on the 1st of November, we have municipal elections. This weekend is the last opportunity for everyone to get registered to vote. If you're not registered to vote, or any of your friends or family, register to vote by the end of this weekend, and also you'll get a lot of details about how we can work for Cape Independence on the Cape of Good Hope Africa website and Facebook page. Any questions, any comments, observations on this non-controversial topic?
So in America, apparently, the doctors, they are forced to prescribe a medicine with a name called remdesivir. It's actually meant for Ebola. And I think, I can't remember the exact details, but it's actually been the main cause of death for COVID in America, frankly.
I have not heard about that. If you've got any links, you could send. Appreciate that.
Cool.
Yeah, I was handling this one as one of the early kids. So there were studies, I think last year in April, that was one of the things I was saying.
Any questions? Comments? Observations?
The comment is that my sister Andrew is studying at Elsenburg. She got told today that they're going to plan to make vaccination mandatory in college. And if you don't, then you unable to study.
They don't have the right to do it. It's unconstitutional. But they will try and bully you. But one can resist. And I think there'll be people who will help. Ray? Yes, so we are going to put together some things, get some lawyers to help draft the kind of letters and show. But in the meantime, I can just point out bodily integrity, freedom of conscience, everything in our Bill of Rights basically militates against us. This is unprecedented, it's uncalled for, it's tyrannical, and what's going to happen is businesses who require this and colleges who require it are just going to lose a lot of customers and students. Yes?
But in the sense I was talking about the COVID, I'm just saying that that his staff, the people, the scientists have had enough time to research up for the vaccine. That's why it was ready so early. It's not that they didn't have enough time, just that his staff, they've already been working on corona stuff. And she also said that...
But that's not what the company's saying. The companies are saying they're just a few months into trials. They're advertising, we've observed the results of patients for 2 months after they've taken the second shot. That's what they're advertising. So the companies aren't claiming we've been working on this for years.
But excuse me, but I understood those SARS experiments were all cancelled because of the horrible effects of the stuff that they did there. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
The vaccine development for SARS did not work.
Yes. I mean, what I've been learning about vaccinations, I'm sorry for any of the vaccinations I've got myself in the past. I think there's a lot of corruption of the industry.
And she also...
Yes, you were having a question?
So yes, on my way here, I sort of happened to listen to... I can't remember what her name was. She is CEO of the MRC, but also probably on the... President's advisory board, and you're putting some spin to this whole thing that your rights to bodily integrity and all of those kind of things has got limits, according to her. And she goes further to say that at some point that will fall away, and we need to do this for the sake of public health. Now, obviously, she doesn't know what's happening in England, in Iceland, in Israel, with these
serious complications.
Complications,
yeah.
And so she's saying, we need to draw on, Ubuntu, that I exist because you exist, something to that effect. But obviously, she's putting a spin to all of this, which is tragic, though, because these are the people that. Like whispers to our president's ear. And concerning though, because his mind will be orientated in that way. And not listening to the naysayers. Not listening to the voice that says, this tragedy.
Oh.
Yeah, it's horrific.
But there's another side. It's not just listening to bad counsel, it's bribery.
Yeah.
The World Bank and the IMF and so on are giving hundreds of billions of dollars to governments that were locked down. And we know this because the Tanzanian president said, no, high corner. And the president of Belarus said he was offered a $500 billion bribe if he would lock down his economy. He said, but that's going to cost our country more than that. And they said, no, but this is at your personal discretion. It's a bribe. And so we know that that's why so many countries have done exactly the same thing as the others, because it's all top down. This is the World Health Organization says, you've got to do this, and the IMF will give you that. But carrot stick. Calvin, you were going to say?
We are all nice if I say what I want to say.
Oh, but I thought you should put your hand up. Yes.
The PSGs, the big Afrikaans man with insurance, has said that that vaccine should be mandated, and that people will be stopped from business, from living their lives, if they are not vaccinated. That was this week,
right?
Yes. Yeah. And
Sundam
and Discovery are telling their employees
to
vaccinate.
I can imagine this could get the point where they will refuse your entry to a hospital if you're not vaccinated and things like this. But it's insane. It's got a short shelf life, and the adverse reactions are going to become known, and we look crazy for a while. But if we stand our ground, it'll be proven. Just think, we were making the stand right from the beginning. This is a fraud, this is overreaction, and it's been proven. And it's man-made, and so on and so forth, and they're all screaming now. But if we make a stand long enough, in time, it'll be proved that you're right. But if we go along with it through cowardice or pressure, we should ask them this. Are they willing to take the financial responsibility for the adverse reactions that can come from these vaccines, which... Let's face it, who wants to take the consequence of that on themselves? Aha. Now, here's the other thing. Why is it that people have such different opinions? What do you think? Some people are so totally against the vaccinations and mass lockdowns, others are so totally for it. What's the difference? What makes the difference between a person who's saying no and those who are saying yes?
Propaganda.
What media they're following? when you find people who, I'm fully vaccinated.
Yes.
I got budget. Those people watch SATV, ETV, CNN all the time. The people who say, no way, are people who've tuned out the government media and who are watching alternative media and who are probably home educated and so on. I mean, that's the difference. It's who you're trusting and who you're listening to. And that's why the one side's so absolutely convinced, because all they're imbibing is fear. You know, oh, I'm such a evil spider. And they're completely and utterly buying narrative. Drinking the Kool-Aid.
I've had a lot of arguments. I'm a physiotherapist. I've got an aqua therapy practice. I've got classes. So I've talked about this all the time with people in the age group over 17. So they have all gone for their vaccines. And they have, some of them have proudly said to me, I said that you're a genetic. And they said, well, someone has to do it. I promise you.
Well, there's a few million are doing it, so you don't have to. There's only a few extras.
If I bring in something that really gets them, then that counts for me. So I've been in the running battle with my clients this year, which is not good for business.
But they will remember that you warned them.
Yeah.
They won't appreciate it at first, but I think in time people appreciate those of integrity.
Yes.
Yes, Henry.
So the vaccine is like little insurance is being sold to extend the life from the media, from the perhaps propaganda point of view.
Mm-hmm.
They say this is to protect people from these things. It can be used as a tool, giving them that exact same fear of them ending their lives, which is really short on earth, and turning them to think about their eternity where they're going to go, because they would throw all these risks going for a vaccine that's not yet tested properly, all these side effects, people talking about it, these things, they'll throw their lives at risk for that, for a little bit of insurance that they might live a little longer. This is a golden gap for us as Christians to stand up and give them the assurance of eternity that they can go and spend lives in, which is the real deal. Here, this is a short break. Eternity is a longer time. So this can be used in the right way.
Yes.
That exact same fear that's driving them to do.
Yes. In fact, we did that right from the very beginning. And Indonesia went off the streets and did the lockdown video asking people questions on this, and right from the start is looking how Ulrich Zwingli responded to the plague, how Martin Luther responded to the plague, and of course they didn't separate from people, they went in to the bubonic plague, which is a lot more serious and more deadly, and we're dealing with it on an eternity basis. And of course, people who take the vaccination, they could be facing the water a whole lot earlier than they planned to. So it's even more important they swap for their finals. So it's always valid to tell people, if you were to die today, do you know for sure that you'll go to heaven?
Extreme question. If you're a Christian and you take a vaccine, do you think you're going to heaven? Just your opinion.
Maybe, but it's an extremely foolish thing, because I think after all the warnings in the Bible against being deceived, and especially, I mean, just consider this. We've just earlier today read Revelation 13 for lunch as part of our just going through the different books of the Bible. We got to Revelation 13 today. And there is the beast working for a one world government, a one world economic system, a one world religion, and everyone must receive a mark without which they will not be allowed to buy or sell. I mean, this should set off alarm bells, sirens, and red flags all over the place. When you've got a world body trying to get people, you've all got to receive this mark or you're not allowed to travel and so on. So this just, the average Christian should really say, hi, Connor. You know. Yes, hello.
I think it's a great point that you made about the people. You know, I've been actually amazed at how many Christians have been saying, but we're all going to die. Oh, yes, if the Lord doesn't come back, we are all going to die. But where are you going when you die?
That's the important thing.
So yeah, it's a great opportunity. You know, people are, you know, they're thinking about eternity or about death, at least. But it's scary what's happening with the kids. I really feel sorry for the kids. The kids are being Well, we've all been sort of attacked with great psychological warfare. But I mean, what they did to those kids is. I think we're in such a battle with the truth now, I mean, with the American elections and so on, and this whole thing. You know, you wonder how much they can get away with before people actually say, but we've got you now.
Yes.
You know, I mean, there's so much evidence. I don't know if you know about Michael Lindell, the pillow guy. You know, you're in Texas.
Oh, okay, yes, and yes.
There's a guy my pillow with him. Anyway, he's fighting back against this whole election fraud and the COVID fraud and the whole thing. And he's got
FrankSpeech.com.
Because he's got a website called FrankSpeech.com. And he also shows Bill Gates saying, well, it's the best investment he's ever made. You know, it's like printing money in this whole vaccine.
Yes, it is.
And, he's got a computer expert on there that says that they've got the fraud real time on the American election.
Hmm.
And they can actually trace it back to the CCP, they can trace it back to China. And apparently it's a computer equivalent of taking a photo of someone robbing a bank. You know, it's all over
the... No, the trail's there. There's no question. Yes.
So it's just a question of, are they actually able to just cover up to such an extent that they just ban everybody or, you know, or is this truth actually going to come out?
The truth is coming out. Yeah. But of course... If most people are only watching the mainstream propaganda distraction industry, then they won't notice it. And but I think the truth is coming out, and we know a lot of the truth already. Yes.
The question is, for those that are taking the government to court and stuff like that, how does the court condemn the government? Like, if the government ban everything and they take themselves as the final authority in a country, how does the court basically, I mean, around the world in general, but all the, like, a lot of governments are...
Yeah. You know, well, some courts are more independent than others. Like, I was very surprised that the Southern Constitutional Court rejected the IEC and the government's attempt to postpone the elections and said no. It's been more than 5 years since we last had a municipal election. You must have it now, before the 1st of November. Now they're having it on the 1st of November. That's encouraging, because most courts, you wonder how much they can be intimidated or bought and partisan. But the main thing is, there's got to be checks and balances. But at the end of the day, the people can also just rise up and say no when the government's guilty of fraud. In France right now, there's huge protests against the government's lockdown. Massive. Not the government's giving into them yet. But I think there's a lot of encouragement that we've got to make a stand. And the lie has a short lifespan. A lie will expire at some point and be exposed. And we must stand, just like those who make a stand against communism all those years, and now communism's exposed, Russia and Eastern Europe are free, and so on. And even all these things that they were lying about last year, they were totally deplatforming us, fake news, when we were saying it's a China virus, it was made in a laboratory, it came from Wuhan, Fauci knew, Fauci lied, people died. Now it's proven. I mean, Fauci's emails, communications, it's all out there. His lying, his communication. What more do people need to see? And now they're doing forensic audits into the election results in America, like in Arizona, finding hundreds of thousands of frauds just in a single county, so, which totally swing the election. So they've got an illegitimate government in Washington, D.C., who've disgraced themselves in every way.
But they have been very successful in doing what they were supposed to do.
Yes,
that is
the... But we must not forget. But we mustn't forget this. We must remind people. Come on.
This information only broke out this afternoon in America. So in the beginning of the year, there sort of polls, only 40% of Americans believe that the election was fraud, and then raised up to 52%.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
great.
That should be motivation for everyone in this room, especially in yes. young people, we have so many liberal friends who make us so angry and so annoyed, and we feel like we're helpless, we feel like we're there's not a lot of us out there, and we're scared to give our opinions and such, but we're growing. We were conspiracy theorists last year, and now we're now we're running out of conspiracies.
Yeah.
We should feel motivated.
Stand for the truth.
So, I just wanted to get back to the discovery thing. They're actually one of our clients, and it's coming to that point where, as consultants, our company needs to now like say, okay, we need to take off that person because they don't want to get vaccinated. But the good thing that's happening now, my dad actually sent me an indemnity form that if they, my company specifically, will say that it's mandated for us. It's basically a form that says they will take responsibility for any adverse reactions or a medical aid or whatever. And also mentioning that this is an illegal medical experiment.
Yes.
So if anyone needs that.
I think share it with me so I can share it around wider, because that's something that's going to be very helpful. I've had people approaching me asking for medical certificates that could be issued from Livingston Fellowship as a congregation giving explanation of why we need a religious exemption on matters of conscience, why we cannot take the vaccination, things like this. And there are churches all over the world who are providing this. And some people whose local congregation won't, they're going to some digital congregations affiliating in order to be given a certificate or a letter from the pastor explain why we need religious exemption. Just the basic fact that these vaccinations, so-called, have been produced using aborted baby tissue. It's sufficient. But there's many other issues you can add to the two. So there's a lot of good reasons to say it's against our convictions. So that, for example, nobody questions anymore that the Amish and the Mennonites aren't going to take any vaccinations. And by the way, the Amish and the Mennonites, they don't have any of the degenerative diseases, Alzheimer's and dementia, all these things which are so common, which are directly linked to vaccines. And here are these people who live so naturally, and of course it's healthy food, and there's a whole lot of things that goes with it, but they don't have vaccinations, and they don't have this vast amount of degenerative diseases which are common in the rest of the population. Should tell us something. So they've got exemption because they're religious convictions. Well, we should as well. There's no reason why we should give into this.
I just want to emphasize what I was saying earlier.
You think?
I don't know about you guys, but after hearing all of this, at least for me, it makes me very angry. It makes me start a revolution and go and shoot all the liberals. But I do think we should hear some positives that these lies are being exposed, that the truth is being shown, and we are on the winning side, and we are slowly coming to the fore. We mustn't feel too motivated. Frustrated, yes, extremely, but we are. There's a lot of positiveness, there's a lot of growth, and we're seeing it in parts of the mainstream media and in a lot of the small media, our friends around us. There's resistance.
There is resistance.
A comment on that, sorry. I really love how. Like the people that I follow on Instagram, like if one of that account gets deleted, the way that they redirect themselves and just like create a new account, and just like everyone
follows the video, it's about what, 4 minutes?
Like there's still a lot of resistance on the censorship on Instagram that I'm seeing. Yeah.
I think the other positive thing is that the devil usually overplays his hand.
He has definitely overplayed his hand.
Where people were saying, oh, you should get vaccinated. And then now they're saying, but we don't really agree that you should force people. So even those that are going for the vaccine are saying, but to force people.
It's just insane. And we all know that there are some products that might work fine for some people, or even foodstuffs, which has adverse reactions on others. There's not a one-size-fits-all when it comes to medicines. And you know there's some people who are allergic to nuts, for example, and so on. Some people can get a really serious allergic reaction to a bee sting. But there's so many pharmaceuticals where this will not work for that person. I mean, people would wear these armbands like, don't give me penicillin, I'm allergic to penicillin, and so on. How can they have this one-size-fits-all? Here's another thing. it's been proven that if you've had the virus and you have recovered, you've got the best immunity possible. And to take a vaccine or force a vaccine someone who's already recovered from disease is extremely dangerous. It's not just unnecessary. It's not just unethical. It's dangerous. Now, I've had COVID. I've recovered from COVID. There's no way I'm going to take the vaccine. Not that I would even if I hadn't. But as far as I'm concerned, it's actually more than medical malpractice. It's what? Attempted murder? Whatever it is, it's a crime. Nobody has the right to inject some substance into my body against my will. And what they're doing is just so wicked and so evil. And I look for the day when these people will be tried for treason, war crimes, and all the rest of it. Because what they've done is so terrible. Think how many hundreds of millions of people's lives they've wrecked, and businesses they've wrecked, and all the things that they've done. Churches closed, undermining so much of the world. And now we know it was a man-made virus, which are, how could you say such an irresponsible thing? I mean, they were shutting you down for saying that now it's proven, it's open, it's admitted. They have lied on every level you can possibly take. And so, you know, this is a good chance for us. Truth does not fear investigation. So, I would recommend for excellent sources, we've got the leaflets that mentioned, including the one from, where it's got the details, the America's Frontline Doctors, Children's Health Defense. There's a short video, how long is it, about 4 minutes? So like that, from Children's Health Defense, explain the vaccine. And this is from Robert F. Kennedy, Jr. And are you able to play it directly from your computer?
Yeah, 16 minutes.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that must be the wrong one.
That's the one.
There's meant to be a short little 4 minute one that explains how the vaccine works, which is on their homepage. Maybe you've got the wrong one? That's not the one I was thinking of. Well, if it's not the 3 or 4 minute one, then we don't have time for that now. We'll do it another night. There's some great films that's come out, like The Deep Rig, which is an expert in the deep state. There's some of the ones I've mentioned here that are exposing the vaccine companies. If people are interested, we can bring up and introduce those as part of some future experts. Is there interest in getting more on exposing the vaccine? It seems this is a very current topic. Should we be digging deeper? Because there's some phenomenal videos that have come out of this. I haven't seen most of them yet. But I did see a very short, excellent one from Children's Health Defense that just exposed what the vaccine is about. It's like an animated one. Is that not the one you've got?
Yeah, it's
fine. But you say 16 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it must be the one.
Even people in Jacob, like the things that they mention in that movie, is so relevant to today. I actually watched it recently. And so many times I just
laughed
at things.
Which film are you talking about?
V for Vendetta.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, yes. But I think that's a bit of propaganda from the other side, because they're making Christians out to be the tyrants. and the LGBT or something to be the victims.
So in the fact that people die because of complications resulting from the virus?
From the virus or complications from the vaccine?
From the virus.
It seems that people are dying from complications from the vaccine more than the virus.
No, absolutely, I'm in agreement with you, but there are people who die. I mean, because of, you know, blood clotting, because of the virus creating it, it causes blood clotting, and people die of it. So, I mean, because of the big lie, and we now know that there's all these things coming up, how do you, in a congregation setting where people have lost loved ones, because of the injection, but because of the result of the viral infection, which causes blood clotting, which causes all the other...
But the blood clotting is coming from the vaccine, not from the virus.
Not from the virus itself.
Yeah.
So, how do you... So it is a fact that people die of it, especially those with comorbidities.
Well, normally it's the other things that are killing them. But COVID gets the credit because... It's financially incentivized.
Yes, but it exacerbates those comorbidities. My question is that, how do you introduce this truth in an environment where, there's sensitivity around?
Yes, well, of course, people have been propagandized and triggered to the point that the moment you start to mention something that, I've got a friend of a friend of a friend's cousin's uncle who died of, and you some, well, nobody's being heartless here. Honestly, we've battled all sorts of things. We've battled cancer in our family. We know what kidney failure is and a whole lot of things. We're not insensitive to people suffering. But the fact is, none of that was ever used to infringe on other people's rights and to shut down people's businesses, to close churches, and to force toxic substance against people's wills and ban people from campuses and restaurants. So it's how they've managed to stampede the herd in this insane self-destructive path is just because nobody's saying that you shouldn't care for the sick. It's that you don't need, if you've got an infectious disease, you quarantine the sick. You don't quarantine the healthy. It's just against all medical practice. It violates so many medical ethics. And biblical, exactly. You quarantine the sick and the infectious, and you protect the vulnerable, but you don't shut down everything. And the other point is, if history's taught us anything, it's taught us you can't trust governments. You cannot trust, and apparently you can't trust doctors either now, or journalists. You cannot allow too much power anywhere, because too much power in anyone's hands is abused. Whether it's businessmen, whether it's journalists, whether it's politicians. If too much power gets centralized, power corrupts absolutely. Depravity of man, checks and balances, division of labor, you know, all that's important. So if people want to get all hysterical about this, that someone under you, you know, if you don't want to get vaccinated, you want my grandmother to die! No, nobody said anything about that. Nobody wants anything ill. But here are people who are willing to destroy your country and your economy and your life and everything. Suddenly accuse you of being selfish if you suggest that the government overstepped its mark. And we're not trying to banish and ban and all that people, you know, get these people, like, the mentality that Dr. Susan Fosler has dedicated her life to caring for patients, she shouldn't be allowed to practice medicine, they say, because she expressed a view that's heretical to this New World Order. That just shows how bad it is. And nobody should ever be allowed to abuse anything to this extent. Anyway, any other comments or questions?
Well, it's not the unvaccinated that's the problem, it's the virus that was picked.
Which is man-made.
Yeah, so I think we've got to just keep on working.
Yes.
And I think to have antibodies is a very fast way. So push that.
Yes, it is true. Yeah. Now, here's the basic facts of healthcare. And remember, pharmaceutical companies are not involved in healthcare, they're involved in sick care. Drugs are sick care, not healthcare. Healthcare is the five essentials for good health. Fresh air, clean water, healthy food, regular exercise, positive attitude. Those are the five essentials. That's healthcare. And they violated all of it. You can't read Oxford properly. And they pollute everything all the way down to the fact you're not allowed to go and exercise, couldn't even walk your dog, can't go on
the
beach.
No sunshine in summer. You can't go to the beach.
Exactly. Now, they violated all the rules of good health care. And of course, what happened? Everyone isolated. This meant by the time people came out, people's immunity, natural immunity was down, the more susceptible. So it's just so counterproductive. If they had planned to ruin people's health, they couldn't have done it better.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe they're that stupid. You've got to assume that was the intention.
Yes.
To make people more willing to say. And also these people, they're in masks, you know, I'm not feeling very well these days. Well, take off your mask and breathe some oxygen, and you'll probably feel a lot better. If you keep wearing a mask, that's the main thing, the mask, it makes you feel sick. And it also makes people feel we're in the middle of a pandemic, everyone's wearing a mask. And, yeah. Nobody's smiling. They are, I couldn't see. So you're in this whole environment. It's creating this sense. It's theatre. It's all to give the impression of this, to allow governments to steal more billions and billions of dollars of money and taxes and everything else, and to allow them to take away more freedoms because they're doing it all in the name of caring for your health. Nobody cares for your health more than your government. Nobody cares for your kids more than your government. Trust in the government.